WPD 60. Dorothy Kelly with today's show. You know, we are just 10 days away from one of the biggest celebrations of the year, one of our national holidays, one holiday that gives us the excuse and the reason to see friends, to come together in celebration and in gratitude, but especially to overeat. Say it with me. I am talking about the holiday called, yes, Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. You talk about the biggest cheat day that we allow ourselves. It is coming up just 10 days away. Today, we're going to focus on the holiday. I want to give you, first off, my biggest tip that could help you to do a little better with your eating this year without denying yourself, and also share with you the newest member to our producers team. So here's the tip. Let's face it, every year we know that we are going to fill our plates 2, 3, maybe even going back a fourth time to the buffet table. How much food does that end up on our plate and in our stomach? Whatever it is, we know that most times at the end of the meal, we are really feeling sluggish, which of course could come from the tryptophan in the turkey, but also just stuffed from overeating. I said one tip, actually, there are two. Here they are. If you're the host this year, hostess, the provider, maybe think about putting out a smaller plate. Whatever size plate we are given, don't we fill it? Fill it to the brim, even overfill it? If we start with a smaller plate, immediately we're going to cut down on how much we'll get per trip to the table. But I think even a bigger tip for us, this does require a little bit of self-control. It's simply this. And by the way, considering all the gatherings and parties coming up this season, this can go every time you're out at a buffet or a party. When you go and fill your plate, do not fill it to the brim. Take smaller amounts of each portion. You already know, as I said, you're going to go back a couple of times. Why fill your plate with this huge amount of food? And then say, okay, trip two. Because how many of you honestly raise your hand by the end of that first seating? You're full. But this urge to keep eating is so strong among us. And I don't think in a day we can learn the skill and the technique to curb it. But we can simply put less on our plate at each go around. Less is more. Consider also, what are the favorite foods on the buffet table? Maybe you start out with eating your favorites first, so you get to really enjoy the food that you especially love, especially if it's something that doesn't come up onto your table on a regular basis. I want to think back to what our traditional meal was at Thanksgiving. Let's think about it. I was born in the early 50s. We had, and I know a lot of you have many of these same dishes. And if there's a dish that you eat every Thanksgiving that I didn't say, leave us a comment. We always like to learn more. What did we have? We obviously had the turkey, stuffing, the mashed potatoes, the yams. We had the cauliflower au gratin with the milk and the cheese baked in the oven. That was so yummy. We had the, which I love, still love, the cranberry sauce, the jelly cranberry sauce comes out of the can in that big lump. Love that. We always had coleslaw, one of my favorite foods. In fact, one I still make if I'm invited to a Thanksgiving gathering. But here's one, and you know what? I don't recall that we had the green bean casserole, which so many of you had. In fact, I don't remember any greens that we were served. However, we had an unusual dish. It was so yummy. And we would get it periodically. Mother would make it on a Sunday if we were having a roast, for example. It was called, blank out. Well, let me describe it and then I'll think what it was called. It was a blend of mashed potatoes and stuffing. It was called potato filling. Imagine, we already had the stuffing in the bird and we had the mashed potatoes, but then we had the blend. Potato filling, so yummy. You take your trinity, I think that's the onion, celery, parsley, saute it in butter, get it nice and yummy and gooey, I'm sure a little salt and pepper. Add in the bread bits and get them coated up and mix the whole thing into the mashed potatoes. So good, potato filling. I have not had that in years. Wow, are you already getting your appetite warmed up for the holiday? I guess I am too. I'm visiting friends in Texas. I have no idea what they serve there and if it will be the traditional. I'm vegetarian, pescatarian actually. I'm sure I'll find something on the table to eat. I'm really looking forward to the trip. What I want to start with and why I'm introducing one of our early producers. What is it with the American diet? Now we know about the overeating, but there are other issues that are in a way out of our control of the food that ends up on our table. I don't want to overwhelm you with so many facts here, but today's show is really about sugar. So many of our foods have sugar, hidden sugars, and we know this. And this is way beyond just cookies and cakes and ice cream. Sugar is in so many of our foods and so many foods that are on the menus in restaurants. How many times have we looked at an article, heard on a news article, a news broadcast, read in a book, talked about this issue with our friends about sugar? I want to just read for you, because you know, I like my facts and figures. 10 reasons why sugar is bad for your health. Sorry, I don't want to be spoiling the upcoming holiday. But I think it's important for us to always be looking and learning and evaluating our own life and thinking about that very common phrase, we are what we eat. It's so true. And is your diet the best for you and your health? So Thanksgiving, it's more than just the overeating. It's what we're eating as well. 10 reasons why sugar is bad for you. Sugar causes glucose levels to spike and plummet. We know that, the up and down. Get the sugar rush and then the crash. There's a paragraph under each one of these points, by the way, I'm not going to read them because we know we can all search online for the same material. We know this, sugar increases the risk of obesity, diabetes, and heart disease. This has been proven, we know this. Your immune function can be affected by sugar. I'm just starting to look in a little bit more into this immune function and what it really means and, you know, what I can do to improve mine. Especially as we age, you know, the metabolism slows down, maybe we're not as active. There are things that physically happen to our body. And it becomes even more important to be cognizant of what it is we're eating, doing, exercising, sleeping, gratitude, all of those upcoming topics. Number four, a high sugar diet can lead to chromium deficiency. This one got me. Chromium is a trace mineral which helps regulate blood sugar in the body. I don't know. It's found in meat, seafoods, plant foods, but still 90% of Americans don't get enough chromium because of refining starches. I'm sure that's sugar and these carbs, white flour. Here's for us, ladies. Number five, sugar accelerates aging. Yes. Wow. As if we're not aging fast enough. We know these two. Sugar causes tooth decay, and it can cause gum disease, which can lead to heart disease. Haven't you read of the issue around having unhealthy gums and all the things that can manifest in your body health-wise because of it, and how unhealthy gums can be a precursor and a, you know, let us know that something else is going on in our body? I didn't really explain that one very well. Very sad. Number eight, sugar affects cognition in children. I know that we've all heard that. My age bracket, women in 60s and older, probably don't have young children, but we have grandchildren, nieces and nephews. Sugar increases stress, and sugar takes the place of important nutrients. Let's see, this one's good. People who consume the most sugar have the lowest intake of essential nutrients, especially vitamin A, C, B12, and calcium. I know I'm not telling you anything new, and probably not the thing you want to hear on this day when you're already getting excited about those candy yams coming up. This is going to be an exciting week. I'm really happy to have another producer joining me on camera. And I've already asked Sherry for two or three other recipes that I'd like her to share with us. What about some healthy snacks? Can you really eat chocolate, which is one of my favorites? And some other things to come. Thanks for tuning in. I hope we get some women out there that are going to really try the keto diet. Not diet, excuse me, the keto pumpkin pie, and give us some feedback. And what's interesting is you don't even have to tell people in advance, hey, keto, just see what people think about it. That's it for today. I will see you next week as we continue on with our November series. Next week, we're going to really think about the real purpose of Thanksgiving, and that is giving thanks and gratitude. See you soon. Bye-bye.